This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. ECOWAS Ambassador to Liberia says the deployment of 20 volunteers to Liberia is part of the regional body's strategic engagements with Liberia. ECOWAS last week deployed a team of volunteers comprising teachers, doctors, tax specialists, agriculturists, gender officers, among others. Ambassador Tunde Ajisomo pointed out that this is also intended to support efforts for human resource development in Liberia. Meanwhile, Ambassador Ajisomo is also encouraging Liberian professionals to enroll in the ECOWAS volunteer program, describing it as a window of professional opportunities.
Youths that have the skills and expertise can also be deployed to other ECOWAS member states. They cannot serve in their country, but they can serve elsewhere. For instance, we have volunteers in Sierra Leone, we have them in Guinea, we have them in Guinea-Bissau. So this is the second time that Liberia is benefiting. The program was introduced in 2011.
ECOWAS Ambassador to Liberia Tunde Ajisomo. The Rural Youth Activist Movement is calling for the inclusion of professional rural youth to be mainstream in the governance process. The group spokesperson told UNMEL Radio that rural youth are left out in mainstream governance, while the youth of Monrovia are mainly represented in government. Moses Bailey said presently there are several community colleges and universities outside Monrovia nurturing other youth who have the relevant skills. Moses called on President George Weah to look out of Monrovia to bring in those technocrats to be included and contribute to the country's rebuilding process. Mr. Moses Bailey added that his movement's advocacy for rural youth with required qualifications is not for them to be brought to Monrovia, but rather remain in the counties which they reside to work. 90 young Liberians have benefited from a one-day training focusing on conflict resolution and human rights. The training conducted by the Liberia Youth for Human Rights covered topics geared towards helping youth understand reconciliation and human rights and to be able to take back to their communities. According to a member of the group, Adam Klon, the facilitators for the conference came from the UN and civil society, who explained to participants the importance of maintaining the peace. Adam Klon, describing the workshop as first of its kind held in Johnsonville, said it yielded fruitful results. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. The command post charged with implementing a state of emergency in Ethiopia has warned against individuals who it says are intimidating members of parliament. Local media reported that the command post was receiving complaints from distressed legislators. Ethiopia's defense minister, who is also leading the command post, said the threats against MPs came after activists posted full numbers of the legislators online and urged their constituents to lobby them to vote against the proposed ratification of the state of emergency. The National Assembly, which has been on recess, has been summoned and will convene this Friday to debate the vote to ratify the state of emergency imposed by the Council of Ministers following the surprise resignation of the country's Prime Minister, Haile Mariam Desai. And a government critic has told the BBC that allowing President Xi Jinping to rule indefinitely will be seen by historians as a farce. In a rare show of public dissent, ex-state newspaper editor Li Dantong sent an open letter opposing the proposal. He says in the letter that scrapping term limits for the president and vice president will sow the seeds of chaos. China's internet censors have been deleting critical comments across Chinese social media platforms. There had been widespread speculation that Mr. Xi would seek to extend his presidency beyond 2023. The Party Congress last year saw him cement his status as the most powerful leader since the late Mao Zedong. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org. Facebook.com/UNMEL2003 or Twitter/UNMEL News. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.